This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
For months, local protesters have been calling for more community control of police. In Milwaukee, the police department says it's been working to improve its relationship with residents for years. But in communities of color, residents say they don't trust officers. Corrine Hess has more.
Khalil Coleman has been thinking about how police officers operate in his neighborhood for a long time. Back in 2008, he even wrote a book during a creative writing class at Milwaukee Area Technical College called Time and Place, In the Life of B&K. It's about two friends growing up in the central city. In the book, K gets into trouble and is killed by police.
K took his last breath staring at the flashes from the headlights and listening to the sounds of sirens before his eyes closed completely.
Coleman self-published B&K in 2010 and now hands out the book at schools and community groups. He's also one of the leaders of the Black Lives Matter protests across Milwaukee. Protesters have drawn attention to the deep divide between residents and police that has existed for decades. He says until changes are made to hold police accountable, B&K is still relevant.
You know, everybody has the right to walk down the street without being stopped and pulled over and pockets packed. And that's a problem. That's a problem that a lot of black and brown people face in the inner city.
Rick Banks says it's a problem he's been familiar with since he was about 14 years old. Banks had an early morning doctor's appointment, so he had to take a city bus to school.
And so I'm catching the bus, going to school, and I'm on the bus stop, and all of a sudden a paddy wagon pulls up next to me, two cops get out, and I'm just like, more or less just like thrown in the back of a paddy wagon.
Banks says over the years, he's been stopped more than a dozen times by police, often while driving, or when he was a student at the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee, waiting to catch a city bus home. He says the experiences motivated him to become an activist. Banks is now a political director for Black Leaders Organizing for Communities. The group urges people of color to vote and regularly hears from city residents about negative interactions with police. Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales acknowledges past policing practices did target minority communities. One of those was broken windows policing. The idea was that by addressing smaller things like broken windows, graffiti, or public drunkenness in high crime areas, neighborhoods would improve.
What that caused was the distrust between the community and the police department by stopping the people that were not involved in crime.
Morales says under previous leadership, that was the department's approach. He remembers one couple who was targeted. They lived in Sherman Park and worked at Master Lock, not far from their home.
And they drove a Dodge minivan. And that Dodge minivan did have a defective tail lamp. But every time they went to and from work, they were getting pulled over. People with driver's license live in the neighborhood, work in the neighborhood.
Morales says these days, police work with community and faith-based groups to improve neighborhoods. Joshua Hinkle is an associate professor of criminology at Georgia State University. He says there has been an us versus them mindset between the police and communities of color for the entire history of the country.
It takes police making conscious efforts to try to build and repair relationships if they're really going to get better, not just stopping doing certain things and hoping things get better.
Milwaukee Alderwoman Malaylee Coggs deals with police a lot. She says there are great examples of officers and community groups working together for the neighborhood.
Unfortunately, though, that is so heavily outnumbered by the incidences of calls and concern from constituents about mistreatment by officers.
Cox is already worried about her young son and how he will interact with police. To activist Khalil Coleman, defund the police means more social programs. Black Lives Matter protesters continue to march daily, demanding for reforms like these. Whether police departments will change long-held practices proactively or be forced by political pressure remains to be seen. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.